Say, oh Lord. Lottie, you're welcome. And now you're welcome. Thank you for sharing, Lottie. And now thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing again, Anel. Comfort, thank you for sharing. Lottie, thank you for sharing. Adwa Adizewa Forsen, thank you for sharing. Justin, thank you for sharing. The genius, thank you for sharing. The pattern, I see you. Thank you for sharing. Miss Clara, I see you. Virginia, thank you for sharing. At the partner, I thank you for sharing again. At the partner, thank you for sharing again. My God. Yeah, I see you, Rebecca. Miss Taylor, thank you for sharing. Comfort, thank you for sharing. The Lord bless you all. I believe. Magazine, you're welcome. I believe today is a very special service. I believe today is specially made for somebody. And I pray that you be the person. So I see you. Someone is trying to call my line. 0545. The Lord bless you, sir. We thank God, we give God a praise. Today is our teaching service, and we thank God for our lives. It is a blessing to believe in. It is a blessing for you to be counted among the living. It's such a huge blessing. Such a huge blessing. When you cast your eyes across the globe, I want us to look at what is even happening in the United States right now. You would see that the heart of man needs operation. The heart of man needs Jesus. The heart of man needs to get back to the Father. Police brutality, racism, looting, vandalizing, all these are stuff that should prick the believer in the preaching of the gospel. You must understand that no law can be passed to change the heart of a man. No law can be passed to change the heart of a man. This is not a legislature issue. This is an issue that belongs to Jesus. It is Jesus that works on the heart of a man. I see you, Angie, you're welcome. I see you, Rosie, you're welcome. I see you, Sarah, you're welcome. No law, yeah, no law can be passed to change the heart of man. No law can be passed to change the heart of man. The only thing that can change the heart of man is the preaching of the gospel. Jesus is the only thing that can change the heart of a man. Authentic, I see you. God bless you. Jesus is the only thing that can change the heart of a man. That is why we preach Jesus. That is why we preach Jesus. A lot of people don't like teaching services because to them it's something, it's not interesting. They want what they assume by your mother and that. But I love to talk about Jesus because that is what we have been called to do. And the more, you know, one thing you must also understand is that it is the preaching of the word of the Lord that changes a man. Prophecy just gives you direction. If you are not changed, no matter the word that comes, you will not be directed. So prophecy only benefits someone who contains the word of the Lord. You get it? The Lord bless you so much. Father, we thank you for our lives. Thank you for the lives of everybody on the globe. Thank you for all the believers. Thank you for all the non-believers too. Thank you for what you are doing even in these chaotic times. We mention your name, Jesus. Benewa, you are welcome. Be Lord over us, over our circumstance. In the name of our Lord Jesus. I love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Be the Lord over our lives, God. Be the lives, be the Lord over our circumstances, God. We love you, we love you, we love you. My God. Thank you, Father. I want you to open your mouth, if you can, from your location, and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. I feel like this message will change someone. I feel like today you someone will be touched. Fergie 199, you are welcome. Mrs. Sheila, I see you. The Lord bless you. Jesus is the answer to all the brutality, to all the racism. Some of you are welcome. Jesus is the answer to all the tribalism going on in the world. All the police brutality, the murder, the racism. Jesus is the answer. Don't stop talking about Jesus. Don't stop talking about Jesus. Don't stop talking about Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Don't stop talking about Jesus. Don't be shy to talk about Jesus every now and then. Let Jesus be heard in your conversations. Let Jesus be heard in your laughter. Let Jesus be heard in your business. Let Jesus be heard in everything that you do. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Let Jesus be heard every now and then. Mary, you're welcome. Nice, you're welcome. Let Jesus be heard wherever you are. The Lord bless you. Okay. So I want to go straight into the word of the Lord. We started our teaching service. We started preaching. We started the teaching service on the topic, the cross. The cross. The cross, right? The last time, I want to do a quick throwback on what we learned. The last time we said that the sacrifice of Jesus is the central part of every Christian life. What Jesus did for you and I, Mercedes, you are welcome. What Jesus did for you and I is the central part of our Christian life. Whenever a Christian life is void of the cross, the understanding of the cross, that Christian life is void of God's power. That Christian life is void of God's power. So people who demonstrate God's power are people, Dr. Simple, you're welcome. People who demonstrate God's power are people who understand the cross and what God or what Jesus has done for them. Hallelujah. We know that a time came, that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. We're not going to read because I'm doing a recap. But we understand that the Apostle Paul said that I come to you in weakness. He came to the people in weakness and in trembling and fear. That his message were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of Spirit's power. And I said that power emanates from the understanding of the cross. The Apostle Paul did a whole lot of things. Apostle Paul healed a whole lot of people. Apostle Paul performed wonders. So if Apostle Paul is talking about the power, we must give attention to Apostle Paul. Glory to Jesus. Because Apostle Paul did so much. So much. So much. So we learned last week that Apostle Paul just did two things when he became a Christian. He resolved to know nothing but the cross. He made a wish, or he made a decision, to understand the cross and to also preach the cross. That is the decision the great apostle did. No wonder he manifested a lot of power. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 17, Bible says that Apostle Paul said that for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom, with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross is emptied of its power. So power emanates from the cross. Power emanates from the cross. Real power emanates from the cross. Therefore, every believer should understand the cross. Somebody say the cross. The Lord bless you. Last week, I said that the cross does not refer to a piece of metal or a piece of wood or plastic that hangs around the neck of people. No, that is not the cross. I said it is just a symbol. When someone does that, it is just a symbol. But when you say the cross actually means the sufferings of Jesus, his death and his conquest over death, or his triumph over death. So when someone asks you what the cross means, the cross actually means that the cross is the totality of the sufferings of Jesus, his death and his conquest, or his superiority, his triumph, his victory over death. So when a man understands the totality of redemption, the man has come to comprehend the cross. Please, is somebody following me? Or is somebody understanding something? So when we were studying about the sufferings of Jesus, let me change the background song. My God. So I said something that when we talk about the sufferings of Jesus, what led to the sufferings of Jesus? I explained that man sinned, you know, sin changed everything. Man sinned. So when man sinned in the Garden of Eden, man became united with the devil. Man became united with Satan. Satan poured his nature into man. And out of love, God saved man from the Garden of Eden, because within the Garden of Eden was also the tree of life. So after man took the tree of knowledge of good and of evil, man became united with the devil. Man started using his senses. Man started using the human sense. So if man could go back to the garden and man go and eat of the tree of life, man would not die, yet man will perish. So it means that the best thing God did for man is to sack man from the Garden of Eden, because if man is to live helpless, if man is to live hopeless without dying, then it's a great deal for man. So out of the Father's love, the Father did that for man. Understand that when man sinned, we all sinned. Right? We all sinned. It means that we were helpless. We were hopeless. We could not meet the demands of justice. We couldn't, because we were helpless, because we were hopeless. We couldn't. And we couldn't even approach God. It was God who approached man. God saw how man is suffering, and out of his love, he came to redeem man. And I said that there are three things you must understand here. People get confused with it. The first thing one should understand is that God is the God of love. God is love. And the second thing that every Christian should also know is that God is just. And the third thing that every Christian should also know is that God is sovereign. So God is love. God is just. God is sovereign. If I pick love and just, where there is one without the other, there is chaos. Where there is one without the other, there is chaos. There is chaos in where there is love only. If there is love without justice, when one sins, one cannot punish, or one cannot make sure that the punishment you deserve be given you. That is why a lot of there are some parents, they love their kids so much that they know that their kids are murderers. When they come into the area, they will kill everybody there. Yet they love the guy so much that they still want the guy to stay. In that sense, we can say that it is only love that is working. Justice is not there. But the God that we serve is not only the God of love. It's not only love. He's just. So therefore, justice must be given to man. So what was the penalty of sin? The penalty of sin is that the man that sins shall die. For the wages of sin is death. So according to the demands of justice, man must die. According to the demands of justice, you and I, we must die. According to the demands of justice, we must die. But God executed this thing so well. So the first thing that God put in play was his just nature. Matma, you're welcome. Nick, you're welcome. The just nature of God, knew that man must die. Then the love nature of God said that man can't approach me, therefore let me approach man.
Then the sovereign nature of God also came in that. The only thing is that that from the demands of justice, man sold, and therefore man must buy back. If man sold, therefore man must do what? Buy back. But the issue is that man itself cannot buy back. So the sovereign nature of God says that, okay, then Jesus must be a man. But the challenge is that if Jesus must be a man, if Jesus was born by any man on earth, Jesus will have the Adamic nature in him. When I say the Adamic nature in him, yeah, so the nature of God complements each other. The nature of God complements each other. So if man must come, Emmanuel, Yahweh comes here. So the nature of God was put in place here. That is the love of God, the sovereignness of God, and also the just nature of God. So the love nature of God says that man cannot approach me after man has sinned, and therefore let me approach man. The just nature of God will also say that, okay, man deserves to die. And then the sovereign nature of God set in this case, to the extent that if Jesus come through the Adamic line, I mean, if Jesus was born by a man or a woman, Jesus will have the Adamic nature. It means that Jesus will be united with the devil already. But we learned that the sovereign nature of God shows that, okay, when scientifically, I did science so I can explain this better. Scientifically, I'm a science student by God's grace. Scientifically, every child receives blood from the mother. Every child receives blood from the mother. But the issue is that, where does the blood that flows from the mother to the child start from? The blood that flows from the mother to the child starts from the man releasing the sperm into the woman. So when the sperm fertilizes the egg, that is where the blood is created, and that blood is released to the child. This means that indirectly or directly, every child receives blood from the father. But the sovereign nature of God played the role here, and the sovereign nature of God taught us that there was no man involved. Joseph was not involved. That means that Jesus did not receive the blood of Adam. Jesus did not receive the blood from his father. Jesus did not receive the blood from his mother. So when Jesus was giving birth on this earth, Jesus had no Adamic blood from. So Jesus had the blood of God. He had the blood of God, his father. Hallelujah. Am I teaching? Oh, glory. Thank you for your spirit, Lord. Thank you for the power. The Lord bless you. Let's learn something here. So when Jesus came on the scene, since his blood was not an Adamic blood, Jesus could never die. So when Jesus entered Gethsemane, the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was praying, the suffering of Jesus was not just physical or intellectual. It was spiritual, emotional, because he knew, Jesus understood that when sin touches his body, he becomes united with Adam. So Jesus was thinking about all these things. Jesus was thinking about all these things. So the agony, the torment, Jesus' burden was because a day and a time is coming that he's going to be united with the devil. That was the suffering of Jesus, the torment. It wasn't the beatings. The beatings, yeah, it couldn't do anything to him. The beatings couldn't do anything to Jesus, just because He had an immortal body. So our sins made an immortal man mortal. The sins of you and I made an immortal man mortal. Is somebody here with me? So we ended at when God released the whole world, that is the sins of the past, the sins of the present, and the sins of the future on Jesus. It means that Jesus could die here. So now we are at the cross. On the cross, Jesus died on the cross. So we would delve deeper what happened after the cross. Is somebody here with me? Oh, glory, Father. We thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you. So, what happened on the cross? That which happened on the cross, Margaret, you are welcome. That which happened on the cross is that Jesus was made sin. So the moment Jesus is undergoing a substitutionary work. Jesus is coming to take our place. So the moment Jesus was made sin, man did not owe again. I mean, the sins of man had been cancelled. Jesus had been made sin. The other issue is that if Jesus had been made sin, it means that now Jesus can die. If Jesus had been made sin, it means that now Jesus can die. So the moment Jesus was made sin, Jesus became mortal. Jesus became mortal. When I said Jesus became mortal, it means that Jesus was liable to anything that an ordinary man is liable to. When Jesus became mortal, Jesus became liable to anything that an ordinary man is liable to. Is somebody here with me? Is somebody here with me? Ooh. My God and my Father. So, Jesus had been made sin. The precious body of Jesus has now become mortal. He could die physically. So, when Jesus said on the cross that it is finished, it is finished, it means that something had happened. A lot of times people think that when Jesus said it is finished, it means that he had finished his substitutionary work, which is not so. The it is finished was a beginning of something great. So you must understand here that Jesus had been made a sin. Jesus had said it is finished, and he gave up his spirit, and Jesus died. But something, it means something. The moment Jesus said it is finished, it means that Jesus was done with the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant had been fulfilled fully. The Abrahamic covenant had come to an end. When I say the Abrahamic covenant has come to an end, it means that now the things that Israel possessed had come to an end. The thing that the country Israel only possessed, it has come to an end. The country Israel had the priesthood. Right? They had the atoning sacrifice. They had God within their holies of holies. And these things were exclusive to only the Israelites. So the statement meant that everything has come to an end. The covenant law, the Ten Commandments, had come to an end. The law of death was over. It was the end of the holies of holies in the temple. This is to mean that now the Bible said when Jesus died, the veil was torn. The veil was torn in the sense that now you can approach God. You don't need a high priest to lead you to God. You don't need a pastor to lead you to Jesus. The priesthood had been taken from man. This is because we had imperfect people who became custodians of the Abrahamic law. And if humans have become custodians of this law, then if a man is to enter the spiritual holies of holies, he should make himself right with God first before he comes and make you right with God. But here is Jesus saying that the old covenant is over. Now the new covenant is on its way. You must thank God. What is the meaning of all these things that this guy is saying? Someone might be asking himself or herself. What is the meaning of the end of the old covenant, the beginning of the new covenant? Someone might be asking, what is the meaning? What is its significance to me as a believer? Trust me. That is where our importance and our significance emanates. The old covenant, right? The old covenant gave men limited righteousness. The old covenant gave men limited righteousness. When I say limited righteousness, it means that you must always have sacrifice for yourself. You know, the moment you sacrifice for yourself, you should not break any law. So like they were sitting on just hot fire. So the old covenant gave men limited righteousness. And whenever men possess limited righteousness, the ability to exude God's power is also limited. The ability to demonstrate God's ability is also limited. Whenever I am saying that the old covenant gave man limited righteousness. Limited righteousness in that Jesus even made a statement that he's not even interested in sacrifices. He's not even interested in the sacrifice of bullocks and goats and doves. Those sacrifices never brought him pleasure. Those sacrifices never brought him pleasure. So when Jesus, Angela and Angie, you have Angela and Angie, are they the same people? If they are not, let me know. Okay, Angie. Okay. All right. God bless you. Because Angela entered and Angie also entered. So, Angela is entering again. God bless you. Yeah, Angie. So where's, so therefore, where is Angela? Because Angela keeps entering. Ogidi Brown, you're welcome. The Lord bless you. Thank you for sharing. All right, Angela says she's here. You're welcome. So, I'm saying that the old covenant gave men limited righteousness. Listen, this is the thing that you should understand. The reason why some of you, you are still living in fear. Some of you, the reason why you pray and then it's like you don't get results to your prayers. The reason why some of you, you lay hands on the sick and they still get sick the more, is because you don't understand what I'm teaching. The reason why some of you say, come out, and it is going in, the more, means you are still operating under Godwin. Godwin, you're welcome. You are still operating under the old covenant, which is no more. You are still living in limited righteousness. I will teach you something. And I'm teaching you something. I'm saying that whenever man possess limited righteousness, the ability to portray or to bring out God's power or to exude God's power also becomes limited. But listen, even with limited righteousness, consider the miracle of Joshua stopping time. Consider the miracles of Elijah. Consider the miracles of Elisha. Even his bones raised the dead. Consider the miracles of David. The victories of David. The visions and the wisdom that Daniel possessed. All these things, Bible makes us understand that they were performed with limited righteousness. My God. I wish someone can catch the flow. All these things, Bible makes us understand that they were performed under limited righteousness. They were performed under limited righteousness. It was based on the old covenant, sealed with the blood of bullocks, goats, doves, sin offering, wave offering, a lot of offerings. Imagine what the new covenant can do through you. Imagine what the new covenant can do. If the old covenant, people were able to demonstrate such power, limited covenant, if with limited covenant, people demonstrated such healing and such grace, and such dimensions of grace, then if you charge me as a believer, as a Christian, who contains the Holy Ghost, who the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is used as a down payment, as a deposit, who the Bible says that that all-surpassing power is in me, for there is a treasure in man, and for there is a spirit also in man, the breath of the Almighty. If I contain all these things, if I am not operating under limited righteousness, then even if you send me hello and I respond hi, and you have headache and you have ulcer and you have cancer, you must get healed. You must get healed. Because people who are operating under limited righteousness did tremendous things for God. No wonder the aprons of the apostles went to heal the sick and people who were mad. No wonder the shadows of Peter raised the dead and healed the sick. If people who were flowing, who were walking under limited righteousness, under the old covenant, covenant that were sealed with the blood of bullocks, the blood of bullocks, the blood of goats, the blood of sheep, the blood of ox, the blood of all these things, and they flowed in such dimensions of power. How much more you and I, who we live and base our faith in the blood of a divine man, the blood of a God. In the realms of the spirit, the higher your sacrifice, the higher your power. So they check the blood that you are bringing. If that blood is strong, your power is strong. So someone who sacrifices lizard and someone who sacrifices hen, the person sacrifices the hen, sacrificing the hen, will contain more power than the lizard. In that same way, someone who sacrifices a goat and someone who sacrifices a cow, the person sacrificing the cow contains much more power than the one who sacrificed the sheep or the goat. The same way, someone who sacrificed a human being will contain more power than someone who will sacrifice the cow. And you and I, our sacrifice was not lizard, was not cock or hen, was not a goat or a sheep, was not a cow, was not just a human being. But our sacrifice, the blood that spilled, our sacrifice was paid by a God. It means in the realms of the universe, no sacrifice surpasses the sacrifice that we have been given. That is why, as a believer, even if you stretch, you wake up and you are stretching, it must heal cancer. It must heal cancer. Your handkerchief must raise the dead. Your handkerchief should heal migraine. From this day, I refuse to talk to anybody who is sick, who is oppressed, and the person will remain the same. It is an error. I pray for somebody from this day that as you have come to comprehend that you are no more operating under limited righteousness, let even your handkerchief, your face towel, your duku, your watch, your pen, something that you've touched before, cause wonders in the name of our Lord Jesus. Taylor, you're welcome. Benewa, you're welcome. Kindly pass a comment. The Lord bless you. So, if someone who possessed limited righteousness could stop the time, if Joshua could do that, if Elijah could raise the dead, if the bones of Elisha could raise the dead again, if David was able to conquer Goliath, if Daniel had visions and had wisdom and was 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters and diviners that were in the courts of the king Nebuchadnezzar, then, and all these things were done under limited righteousness, then you and I, whose righteousness is tied to the man Jesus, can do more. I pray for somebody in the name of our Lord Jesus, that because you are no more operating under limited righteousness, you climb higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. Let nothing limit you. Let nothing stop you. No, in the name of our Lord Jesus, you are not limited. Saint William, the Lord bless you. You are not limited in the name of our Lord Jesus. Nothing will stop you. You are limitless. You are limitless in the name of our Lord Jesus. Because we don't operate under limited righteousness. That is why the message of the cross should be preached. The Bible says in Galatians, the Bible says, the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he is the Lord of all. It means that someone who is supposed to be a king after his father, and that person still remains a child. That child and the slave, they are the same. This is because the kid has not come to the realization of the whole power in his disposal. That means that the person has not come to comprehend or understand the whole power at his disposal. But the day the child will grow to know that I am a child of a king, everything changes. Imagine you having AK-47 and you are being threatened by someone using bread knife. The day you will realize that that person is using bread knife, but you have AK-47 in your hands, that day something will happen. So I am here to open down your eyes to the realization of the things that God has placed in your disposal. The things that God had made available in your disposal. Benewa, God bless you. Benewa, God bless you. So there are certain things at our disposal by God. And one of those things is the power of God. And the power of God are in us. So imagine what a new covenant can do. A covenant that is sealed with the blood of a deity. Sheila says, thank you, Jesus, for your ultimate sacrifice and your uncontaminated blood. Exactly. So the sacrifice of Jesus has placed you at a side whereby you must come to the realization that you are not defeated. You are already a victor. Now, let me talk about certain exchanges that happened on the cross. Certain exchanges. Amwakunya, welcome. Are you ready for those exchanges? So, are you ready for those exchanges? All right. God bless you. One, Jesus was punished that you will be forgiven. Jesus was punished that you and I will be forgiven. So we have forgive, and you must understand this. I'm saying that everything that Jesus was doing, Jesus was doing that in place of us. So it's a substitutionary work. Are you getting it? So if Jesus is being punished, it means that you were being punished. Jesus was being made a sacrifice for you. So what you on a normal time, on a normal frame, you should be having, you should be getting, or you should be going through, Jesus had gone through for you. So Jesus was punished that you be forgiven. So we have the forgiveness of our God on our life. Everywhere we walk, everywhere we find ourselves, we must understand this basic thing, that we are forgiven.
the sins of our past, the sins of our present, the sins of our future. Because he came to take away the sins of the world. Aishwara, you are welcome. Why?
Boy.
The second thing I want you to understand that Jesus was wounded that you will be healed. Jesus was wounded that you will be healed. So anytime the Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. So anytime you are going through a period of sickness, there is a name you must shout. There is something that you must say in the name Jesus. By the substitutionary work of Jesus, by his stripes, by the wounds of Jesus, I am healed. Until you come and until you say these things for it to become your normal life, you cannot walk in this divine movement. The healing is not just a physical healing. It is also an emotional healing. It is also a spiritual healing. If you get so hurt by someone, if you get so hurt by a system, if you get so hurt by an institution, Jesus had already gone through all those moments for you. So don't feel what Jesus felt. I don't know if I'm getting it. You are getting it, sorry. And you are getting it right. Don't feel what Jesus felt. It is called self-centeredness. The third thing is that Jesus was made sin with our sinfulness that we will become the righteousness of God. So listen, you are not just a righteous man, but you are the righteousness of God. When Jesus, who is our advocate, sits in heaven and he looks down on you, he calls you my righteousness. It is man that makes Jesus know that he did something. So when Jesus looks down on you from heaven, he looks at you with pride. He looks at you with honor that this is my beloved son. Listen, a lot of people think that God is an old man in heaven who is always mad at us, who is mad at you for the sins you committed last week. For the sins you committed last 5 years. Listen, the only thing you should do is to go to Jesus in sincerity and submit under Jesus. And the sins that he had forgiven you already will work for you. The forgiveness that he has laid down will come through your life. So if you know, one thing that the enemy does is that he fights us on these things. He fights your mind on these things. So when you are praying for healing in your head, you are a sinner. And you know that the sinner's prayer God detests. Because you've read that the hands of God is not shutting, the ears of God is not shut, but the iniquities of men. But you must also understand that Jesus had taken this sin and he had made you righteous, not only righteous, but he had made you his righteousness. We have become the righteousness of God.
So he's not looking at you in disgust. When God, as a matter of fact, when God sees you from heaven, he doesn't see you. Oh, he sees Jesus. He sees Jesus. He sees Jesus. He sees Jesus. He sees the heart of the Father. He sees the heart of the Father. He sees the heart of the Father. He doesn't see you in disgust. That is why he said that now we should approach him. We should enter the throne room. Because when he died, when he died and he resurrected, he met Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene, you know, he wanted to touch Jesus. And Jesus said, don't touch me yet because I've not ascended to the heavens. It means that Jesus had not ascended to the heavens, to the heavenly holy of holies. So to also sprinkle his blood. So the moment Jesus entered the heavenly holies of holies, our sins had been compensated. And that we need to submit to him. We need to give in to Jesus to work his full work through us. We need to give in to the Holy Ghost for us to become fully matured to the full stature and to the full nature of Christ. Sin should not hold you back in these times as a believer. If you are an unbeliever, you must also understand and you must also hear me from wherever you are that sin is not a problem to Jesus. Jesus has the antidote to sin. As a matter of fact, the vaccine for sin had been was prepared 2,000 years ago. The vaccine of sin was prepared 2,000 years ago. The vaccine of sin, what you need to do is to run to Jesus. Run to Jesus, because Jesus contains, or Jesus have and possess the antidote to sin. Don't let sin. So you know, at times I have problems with people who, when they go out and then they are talking to people, they bash them. You go to hell. No. Preach the love of God to them. Preach the finished works of God to them. That is why it is called good news. Good news means that so true to be true. It is so good to be true. So good to be true. It is so good to be true. It is so good to tell someone that the sin that you, the penalty you must have paid, someone has paid it on your behalf. Someone has paid on your behalf. That is what the gospel means. The gospel does not mean that you are going to die. If you die, you've made void of the knowledge. You know, hell is made for people who rejected the gospel. Hell is made for people, self-righteous people. Hell is made for people who reject Jesus, who reject the saving knowledge of who reject, who trample upon the sacrifices that Jesus made. Hell is not made for a believer. So the third thing that I've said is that Jesus was made sin with us. Jesus was made sin with our sinfulness, that we will become the righteousness of God. Excuse me. The fourth thing is that Jesus died our death, that we might share in his life. Jesus died our death, that we might share in his life. So, one thing a believer should not fear is death. Because you know, when you die, that is the physical death, there is a place for you. He died for you. So, on the edge of sickness, on the edge of death, laugh at death. And say to Satan, devil, where is your stain? The fifth thing is that Jesus was made a curse,
that we might receive the blessings of God. Listen, the blessings of God is not, the blessings of God is on your life. I want to explain something. You have the blessings of God. The blessings of God is not Corolla. Let me be frank here. It is not, it is in the Old Testament, they needed to have those physical blessings to show that they are blessed. But to us, even if you don't have one Ghana in your pocket, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are super blessed. You are rich. Even if you failed all your papers, you are blessed. You are super blessed. Even if nobody likes you, you are blessed. Why? Because Jesus had been cursed that you will be blessed. So blessings, don't reduce the blessings here to only physical blessings. No. So when someone wakes up in the morning and the person does not have what he will eat or what he will drink, the person starts thinking that he is not blessed. You are blessed. Somebody say, I am blessed. You don't need 20 cars and 20 houses to be blessed. You are blessed already. You don't need first class to be blessed. You are blessed already. You don't need second class upper to be blessed. You are blessed already. You don't need a boyfriend to be blessed. You are blessed already. You don't need a girlfriend to be blessed. You are blessed already. You don't need a wife to be blessed. You are blessed already. You don't need a husband to be blessed. You are blessed already. There is, you know, Paul said, blessed be the Father. Thanks be to the Father who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So in Christ, we are blessed. We are blessed. That is why, you know, there are times that we can't distinguish between a believer and an unbeliever, because when we enter the same troubles, our behavior is the same. But can you imagine that you have two CDs in your pocket, but you are praising God like you are crazy. You are praising God crazy. You are thanking God crazy. You are laughing crazy. And someone who stays in a story building, who has a car, but who is desperate to have an aeroplane, is thinking about these things, and the person is worried. But you with two CDs, you are rejoicing and praising God and thanking God and saying, God, you are good and your mercies endure forever. And that person must look at you and say, what is this that this guy possesses? And you tell the person, I am blessed. I don't need material blessings to confirm that I am blessed. As a matter of fact, material blessings is just addition. But to me, I am blessed. The reason why some of you can't stay independent is because you have downplayed all these things that God, that Jesus had done for you. You are blessed. You don't need a visa. You don't need to go to US to be blessed. You are blessed in Ghana. You are blessed in Zimbabwe. You are blessed in Nigeria. You are blessed in the United States. You are blessed in Louisiana. You are blessed in Belgium. You are blessed in South Africa. You are blessed in China. Wherever you are blessed. Why? Because Jesus was cursed. The Bible said, cursed be any man who is hanged on a tree. Jesus was the man on the tree. Therefore, you are blessed. You don't need material blessings to show that you are blessed. You are blessed. In the olden days, they needed material. In the Old Testament, they needed material blessings because they were based on the Old Covenant. So they needed all those things, sheep, cattle, to show that they are blessed. But you and I, we are blessed. You wake up in a dilapidated environment, but you must understand that you are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You wake up in an unserene environment, but Charlie, you are seated in heavenly places. Norita, you're welcome. You
You wake up and you don't have anything in your pocket, but you are smiling. You are blessed already. This thing I'm saying, very few people can do this. The seed thing I want you to understand, that Jesus endured poverty that we will share in his blessings. We will share in his abundance. Jesus was made poverty. He endured our poverty that we may share in his abundance. So the Bible says in John 10 verse 10 that the thief comes just to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Mountains, you are welcome. Mountains, comment your first name. Let the Lord bless you. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So abundant living is in Jesus. So after Jesus blessing us spiritually, he has also given us the power to live in abundance. The power to have some in our mobile money. The power to have some in our bank account. The power to have all those things. Listen, don't confuse yourself with living in the abundance of God and the blessings of God. I've said it here that blessings is not just material blessings. When Bible talks about blessings in the New Testament, it's talking about spiritual blessings. So when we live in abundance, you live in abundance. You know, the Bible says the thief comes just only to kill, to destroy, and to steal. This is what the thief does. But Jesus comes that you have life and have it more abundantly. We've learned about abundant living, living abundantly. Somebody say, I live in abundance. Abundant living means that everything that human can possess and is good, you have it plenty. Everything that human possess that is good, you have it plenty. So we live. So when the Bible says that, Jesus says that, when Jesus says that, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, it means that even the life that we are going to live, you have it more abundantly. Ecclesiastes 7:17, you will not die before our time. I live in abundance. The seventh thing is that Jesus bore our shame that we might share in his glory. There is glory on your life. There is glory. There should be glory. You should dress normally and go out. Mountains, I said comment your first name. Is it Festus or Felix? The first thing you should understand is that there are times you must dress normally. You can dress normally and people will see you and say, hey, wonderful. Hey, they say, but this is a normal dress. But glory is dripping, y'all. Glory is dripping all around you. Glory is dripping, y'all. Dripping. Charlie, sometimes you eat normal food, though. Charlie, your food cries, I tell you, it's Gary and all that. It's some common food, but when you eat it, because of the glory of God, people see you are growing fat. Glory is dripping, glory dripping all over you. I pray that the glory of God will come upon your life. I pray that the glory of God will come upon your life. I pray for you that the glory of God will come upon your life. In the name of our Lord Jesus, let the glory of God locate your kids. Let the glory of God locate your family. Let the glory of God locate your work. Let the glory of God locate your academics. Let the glory of God locate your finances. Do you know that little is much when God is in it? Little is much when God is in it. So when I say that the glory of God is coming upon your life, your finances, your career, your academics, these things may be little, but because it has attracted the glory of God, because it has attracted the glory of God, many will follow it. It can do tremendous things. So as a student, you might be having little CGPA, but when it attracts and when it catches the glory of God, the way and the height that the little CGPA can send you to, someone having 4.0 will not go there. If you have just 50 CDs in your bank account, you have just 50 CDs in your bank account, because of the glory of God, what the 50 CDs can accomplish, someone with 1,000 Ghana CDs will not accomplish that. So you must understand that all these things, Jesus did all these exchanges for you and I. And all these things are in our life. We have just not recognized it. And we've not just placed it into use. But I pray that as you come to the understanding of it tonight, all right, the eighth thing is that Jesus endured your rejection that we might enjoy his. So rejection, Jesus took it. I pray that you will not be rejected from now. I pray that you will not be rejected from now. I pray that you will not be rejected from now. So anytime you go to the office and you feel like there is rejection coming, just blow some prayers in your head and tell your spirit that Jesus had taken this rejection. I am accepted. And you are dead. Every forms of rejection, like the one you are thinking about, cry. Oh, you'll be accepted. The guys, are you here? The Lord bless you. Make a declaration unto your life. We have a space of 1 minute. Make a declaration. Prophesy to yourself. By all these exchanges, take one and use it to prophesy to your destiny. Destiny is at the mercy of the tank. Prophesy. 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 You live in abundance, you are forgiven, you are healed, you are the righteousness of God, you share in the life of the Father, you are blessed, you have the glory of God on your life, you will not be rejected, you are accepted. Speak, 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 speak.
My God, a lot of comments coming in. A lot of comments. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. So, the last exchange is that our old man died in Jesus. Old man died in Jesus. That the new man will live in us. So, the Bible says, the life that we live, it is God, it is Christ that lives in us. You now possess the life of Christ. You now possess the life of Christ. Let's continue. So we now understand that when Jesus died, darkness covered the whole the surface of the whole earth. Luke chapter 23 to Luke 23:44. Luke 23:44. Someone should also paste Matthew 27:50-54. Luke 23:44. Another person, Matthew 27:50-54. Alright, Matthew 27:50-54 says that, and when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of holy people who had died were raised to life. My God. They came out of the tomb after Jesus resurrected and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. My God. My God. Luke 23:44 says that it was about the sixth hour and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. Bless Jesus. So the curtain that was torn symbolizes that now you and I have access to Jesus and to God, right? You don't need a high priest, you don't need a pastor. The prayer of a bishop is as effective as the prayer of a widow. The prayer of the woman who sells in the market is as effective as the prayer of the man who holds the mic. The difference is understanding. So someone will say, okay, what is happening here? It means that Jesus had paid the penalty for sin. Jesus had met the demands of justice because the wages of sin is death. So Jesus paid the debt. So we had a debt we could not pay, but Jesus had paid it for us. Jesus had paid it for us. So then what happened after the cross? That is the most interesting part. Colossians 2:15. Colossians
Colossians 2, verse 15. You know, the most interesting thing is what happened the 3 days after Jesus died. That was where God's power was exude the more. That is where we saw God's power. That was the last show. That was where the dangerous things were happening. 15 says that, and on that cross, Christ freed himself from the power of spiritual rulers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them by leading them as captives into his victory possession. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Someone should open Hebrews 2:14. Stay with me, okay? Hebrews 2:14. My God. When Jesus died, do you know when Jesus died? He went to the graves. Other versions will say he went to hell. When he went there, he didn't just go and sleep. Oh. That's where he went, and he went to rob the devil of all the power he has over death. That is why he was able to bring the righteous people out. Because as long as the people, the holy men, even though they were holy, they were still held captives. Because the devil had authority over them. And the devil contained or possessed the keys of death. So as long as Jesus was alive and had not entered the place, nothing could happen. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. My God. So he conquered Satan. He stripped Satan of his authority. The key, you know, so other version says keys. Keys represent authority. Can you hear me? A lot of people are entering. I'm not seeing any typing. Is my network okay? Alright. Why are all these people entering plenty? Or their network is not good? So, keys represent authority. Jesus became the master over the devil. He had authority over them. Do you know something? It means that as a believer, you know, I said something here. You must understand that everything Jesus is doing, he is doing it in your place. So when Jesus was wounded, you were wounded. That is why you are healed. If Jesus was made righteous, you have been made righteous. So the Bible says that I died with Christ. I resurrected with Christ. I reign with Christ. All these things shows that. So if you did all these things, it means that you've gone to hell already. Is somebody understanding me? Is it too big for our consumption? Because Jesus is doing a substitutionary work. So you've been there already. You have victory already. Someone is saying you have managed. God bless you. So, if Jesus is having authority over death, and Jesus had given you this privilege. You know, Jesus gave us the power of attorney. The lawyers among us will understand. The power of attorney is the authority to act for in another person's name. So the power of attorney means that you have authority using someone's name. Right? So in Mark chapter 16 verse 17, Jesus said, In my name you will cast out devils. In my name you will drink deadly poison. In my name you will heal the sick. In my name. So he had given you that power of attorney. Therefore, whenever a believer says, in the name of Jesus, it puts him or her in a place of authority. In Matthew 28 verse 18, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So Jesus had given you this privilege to use his name. Do you know a good name is better than riches? If someone gives you his name, that is why we say we are ambassadors. We are ambassadors because Jesus had given us authority. So the ambassador of US in Ghana is treated the very same way we would treat President Trump when he comes to Ghana. So Jesus had given us a name that is lifted above any other name. So at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee must bow. So we use the name Jesus. And after that, the Bible said Jesus resurrected. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20. He resurrected. He did not die. Thank God Jesus resurrected. He stripped off the devil of his authority. You know, resurrection is the greatest event ever to take place spiritually. I think I should end here. But I want to, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20. I want to make you understand that resurrection was the greatest event. Resurrection. That was where God used his mighty power. Ephesians 1 verse 20. God bless you. He exerted when he raised Christ. So, okay, please bring it from verse 19 to 20. You know, creation was magnificent. I'm trying to we have a whole lot of heavens. The celestial beings, the heavenlies, the bigger things. But when all these things were being done, the angels were wild. But what shocked everything on earth was resurrection. Ephesians 1 verse 19 to 20. Resurrection was the greatest miracle. Because where he was, but he was able to come out, so that we serve a God of authority. Ephesians 1, 19 to 20. My God. This message has been very powerful. I pray that God make you understand everything in Jesus' name. Amen. And his incomparable great power toward us who believe. The power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. Is somebody following? There is an incomparable, if you say incomparable power, it means a power that has no measure. A power that has no measure. So even in creation was not God's biggest demonstration of power, but resurrection. Resurrection. And the Bible is saying that if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. So he says that, and his incomparable great power
So I'm saying that the greatest power demonstrated by God is resurrection. And the Bible is saying that Jesus did not just give you the power of attorney to use his name. Jesus did not just die for your sins. If it was sins only, he did not need to die. If it was sins only, Jesus did not need to die, because he was forgiving sins when he was living. But he paid the penalty of sin by dying for us. And after dying for us, the Bible says that he went to hell. He took the place. So if Jesus went to hell and Jesus is back, it means we've gone to hell already and Jesus is back. So he resurrected. And I'm saying that resurrection power is the greatest of God's power. The Bible says it's his incomparable power. And the Bible is saying that this incomparable power is in us. That incomparable power, that is a power that is bigger than every power, is in us. That is why I'm saying that your hello should heal fibroid. When someone come and sleep on your bed, it should heal fibroid. The day someone see you, that should be the best day of the person. You know, after understanding this, I was telling myself, it is an error that someone will chat to me and the person will say, I am still sick. After we are done chatting, you are healed. Because I made you understand from the beginning that the old covenant, people operated under limited righteousness. In the old covenant, people operated under limited righteousness. But in the New Testament, when God looks at us, he looks at Jesus. And therefore, we are not operating under limited righteousness. We are operating under full righteousness. And I'm saying that if you operate under limited righteousness, you cannot exercise all of God's power. And if the people who were operating under limited righteousness were able to say to the sun to stand still, they were able to command fire from heaven, they were able to raise the dead, their bones raised the dead, they were able to kill Goliath. My God. Then someone like you and I, who contains the Holy Spirit, and the Bible is saying that Spirit contains the power, and the power is an incomparable power, the greatest power of God, and it lives in us. My God. I pray for somebody. May you exude. May you become an effulgence of the possibilities of God. When you are looking for what God can do, let us look at your life. In the name of our Lord Jesus. After this message, don't go back as a coward. Don't go back as a coward. I pray that you don't go back as a coward. I pray that you don't go back as a coward. But you go back as someone who has the power of God. After here, locate someone and lay hands on the person. When the person says he or she is sick, identify someone with stroke. Lay your hands on the leg. Pray for the person. After here, speak the good news to the stubborn boy in your family, to the stubborn girl in your family. So the new covenant has been made ready after resurrection. I think let me end here. Next time you continue. Were you blessed by the message, please? My God. So as we look at the scriptures, as we look at scriptures, day in and day out, we resemble Jesus. Someone says, oh, so soon. It's a teaching service. The more you teach, the more people can't grab all of it. So you teach for the person to go and
assimilate, meditate upon all those things. Is somebody here with me? Is somebody ready for God's power to be demonstrated through him or her? Tell God, I am here, Father. Tell your Father that you are here. You know, I said that one of the places to see the healing power of God move is teaching services. I enjoy teaching services because anytime I sit under a teaching service, my power level change. The next time you go to the day of Pentecost and all that, and you'll be blessed. We are telling God, we have come to him. He strengthened the people of old to do great and mighty things by the same preaching of the cross and understanding of the cross. But we are here. My God. Roba shala baba baba baba. Le bara shete goze debu shande debu sanda la baba baba. Paradilo zelere kudibria zini andazai. Parade bros kotolobo sanda. Don't be the same again. Renew your mind every day. You are Jesus on earth. When people want to see Jesus, tell them to look at you. But are you sure that when they look at you, the miracles Jesus did, you are doing it. The love that Jesus exudes, are you sure you can do that? The level of wisdom that Jesus demonstrated, are you sure you can? Let me admonish you wherever you are, that come to the cross and receive power to live like him. We are living here to go and live and demonstrate the power of God in us. Maradesh, Maradosh, Maradini Skeleste, Paradesh Pelegede. Rodos tete tete. My God. My Father. We have come to the cross. We have come to receive power. We have come to receive glory. Le babash telede. Selande libu. Shendo lububu. Abduma, you are welcome. Abduma Owusu. The Lord bless you. Kindly follow me. We have come to the cross to receive the glory and power of the Lord. He is the one that strengthened the people of old. He strengthened them to become people that they were not. The thing that they could not do after the resurrection, they did. The places that they could not preach after the resurrection, they preached and thousands gave their life to Christ. We are the answer and the solution to this world. And if you don't live the cross life, if you don't live the life of power, we will continually be mocked. We will continually be mocked. Why? God says that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. The day we lose our saltiness, we will be thrown and people will trample upon us. So when we see people trample upon the church and on Christian, it means that we are not living to that expectation. Oh, glory. I want to live a life of power. I want to live a life of the cross. I want to live a life of the cross. That every possibilities that our God does will be done through me. That I will not just become a one-sided Christian, that I'll become a
a balanced believer. I have come to the cross label, Shara Baba Sole baby. Cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God. Lelelebe Shara Baba Baba. The Lord bless you, Benua. Kindly pick my number and contact me. God bless you. Robo Shala Baba Yante. Lemo celebro stay baby baby. My God, we have come to the cross. Lele lebo shala barade. Rabba rabo shala baba. He says, Son of man, what see thou? He says, I see dry bones. He says, prophesy. 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 Suma uja. Adalada. Omi bribe. Hey, Baradu, Sharabi, Barababi. I want to live the life of the cross. Lord, I want to live a life of the cross, God. Lebo Sharababu. Leba Baba Shade. Let us live the life of possibilities. Heaven, my home from China, you are blessed. Let us live a life of possibilities. If the salt loses its saltiness, the church will not be mugged. Karade City. Kobo Bobo. Baraba Babasa. Le Bashala Bababa. The full possibilities of God should be demonstrated through us. Oh, glory. Le Barade Babari Babasa. Lobo Shala Babu. Lord, pour new oil, pour new grace. The church will not be mocked. You go on social media and people mock the church. People mock believers. People mock believers. People mock us. Why? We have refused to live the life of the cross. We are living a life of wealthiness. Tell God to pour oil in your soul. Pour oil. Pour oil. Pour oil. Pour oil. Pour oil. Pour oil. La debash talagada. Let the Lord take every veil from you. Maras, take it, take it. This is my constant prayer. The Lord anoints me. Let me become the full possibilities of our God. Hey, let's take it, take it. Pour oil in my soul. Pour oil. Pour oil in my soul. Pour oil in my soul. Pour oil in my soul. A time came. A time came. The prophet Jeremiah said, "Oh Lord, I want to stop serving you. Lord, I want to stop serving you." When the troubles became so high on the man, he said, Lord, I want to stop serving you. But I can't stop serving you. Why? Because your word has become like a fire struck in my bones. Your word has become like a fire struck in my bones. Hey, 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 hey. I pray for somebody in the name of our Lord Jesus. That the word of God will become like a fire struck in your bones. Maladeh, malada. Hey, hey, hey. Le prastala baba, back to the days of fire. Le paradis kotolobo shanda, back to the days of glory, back to the days of amazing happiness. Hey, rapapa equals tatata. Your word become like a fire struck in my bones. Melede barade barado shele hehe. La de baba kota tate bali alalala hehe. Bobo bobo bobo. Para de bebo shala babu late baba bastolo bobo. Let your word become like a fire struck in my bones. Grant us the stamina in prayer. Grant us the stamina in feasting on your word. Grant us the stamina. Grant us the stamina to pray. Grant us the stamina, my God. Lebo bobo bobo.
to fast, put in us a holy fear, a holy anger, that will let us desire you the more. My God, oh, to live the life of the cross. Ile brosio de braba lua la gadayande stele resto predili restidia. Let your baradish talade. Let your word become like a fire, struck in my bones, Po 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 po. Le baba ba shole bebe. Le bebe bebe bebe. La da 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 kala baba. Bo 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 shala baba ba. Yanda la ba stele bebe. Pa 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 la ga da baba. Zente yente. Father, set me on fire for you. Le baba ba shala baba ba. Le bo bo shala baba ba. Le baba baba shala baba ba. Have you heard of a man who was called Elijah? These were people that lived even before the cross. But these men, they were men on fire. Le bo shala baba. Tell God, the Lord, let me operate in fire. Let me operate even in the order of the oracle, as an oracle of God. The Bible said a time came that the axe head, oh glory, that the prophet and the people and his disciples were using to cut down trees. It fell into the water, but a man on fire as Elijah operated as the oracle of God. He said, cut down a tree, place it on the water, and the axe head floated. My God, how much more a man who is living the life of the cross. The Bible said in Ephesians 1 verse 19, this incomparable power. And the Bible says that if the spirit of him who raised Jesus, my God, we carry the power of God. Have you heard of Paul? Paul was a man who lived the life of the cross. Who lived the life of the cross? The Bible said on the island of Malta, a viper from a fire that the apostle had brought up to warm him up, he came to bite and entangle around the hands of Apostle Paul. But instead of Apostle Paul explaining himself to the islanders, when the islanders looked at him funny and said, this man is a cursed man. A man who lived the life of the cross. A man who lived a life of the cross. He shook off the viper. The Bible said the viper fell into the same fire. Lebro shake it, take it. Lebro shake it, take it. Rebo bobo shala baba. Galatians chapter 1 verse 24. Apostle Paul, the man who lived the life of the cross, he was able and he was confident. He said, and they glorified God in my body. Meaning, there are people who live the life of power so much that they become and they became an effulgent of the possibilities of God. Father Lord, let me live and demonstrate the life of the cross. There are people who became an effulgent of the possibilities of God because they lived the life of the cross. Somebody say the cross. Live the life of the cross. Lobro shala baba baba. How much possibilities of God is demonstrated through you? How much possibilities of God is demonstrated through you? How much possibilities of God is demonstrated through you? Ask yourself. You only sing. Is just singing the possibilities of God. If you are only prophesying, is prophecy only the possibilities of God? If you are only teaching, is teaching only the possibilities of God? I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, become all the possibilities of God. Rababa shalaba baba baba. Lendelebo shalaba baba. The Bible talks about a man. The man was by name Philip. He was a man who lived a life of the cross. He manipulated territories and mantles for the sake of the gospel. He kept territories for the sake of the gospel. My God. He kept territories for the sake of the gospel. Logro shete.
Holy.
Bo 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 bo.
The Lord God Almighty.
The Lord of the Scriptures. He kept territories. In Acts chapter 8, the Bible said, Simon the sorcerer bewitched everyone in Samaria with his magic. But a man who lived the life of the cross, who was called Philip, he subdued him with his presence. And at the end, he gave his life to Christ. My God. 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 There are men who dominated territories for God. Are you dominating even your family for God? If you are not, then you are living below the life of the cross. Cry for more fire. Cry for more fire. Cry for more presence. Cry for more oil. Cry for more oil. Lebobo shalaba baba. Life is not all about getting $20, £20, $200, No. Exude all the possibilities of God. The ability to manipulate territories for God. For the sake of God. It is with the life of the cross that we can dumbfound principalities and powers. It is with the life of the cross, the life of power, the life of fire, the life of the anointing, the full incomparable power, that we can dumbfound territories for God. It is not about large congregations. How many of the congregation is being blessed? How many of the congregation goes back home and live the same life that they were living? How many people encounter us and they go with their sickness? They go with their fibroid. They go with their headache. How many of us? How many people? If we pray that, oh God, let your will be done as it is in heaven here on earth, then we must cry for more power, for more rain to live the life of the cross. Lade sholo bobo bo, lagada da da, robo bobo bobo bo, kobo bobo shala baba, le sekete, kobo bobo bobo bo. My God, my God. If we declare that we are the witnesses of our God. Witnesses are not people. No, witnesses bring evidence. Witnesses, they bring evidence. What evidence can we say that our gospel hold when sick people are still sick, when dead bodies are still lying there, where mad people are still on our street? Where drunkards and addicts are suffering? Where is the power in our gospel? I have resolved in my heart that I will demonstrate all the full possibilities of God. And therefore, I yearn for more grace. And therefore, I yearn for more power. I want to live the life of the cross. I want to live the life of the cross. There is too much talk in the body of Christ. There is too much talk. No power. Too much talk. Give all your life to Jesus. Tell him to live his life through you. Tell him to live your life, his life through you. Apostle Paul said, "And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling." Paul said something here. Listen now. He said that my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. It is not the word, so it is the Spirit that backs it. It is not the niceness of the church. It's not the niceness of the cathedral. No. It is not the niceness of the cathedral. It is the power and the Spirit behind it. La 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 la. Bosh pala degle boshala ba ba ba. I pray for you. After you encounter this moment in a strange way, that you wake up to live a life of fire. My God. My God. My God. Tell God that, "Lord, let me be like you." Mura. Tell God, "Lord, I want to be like you. I want to reason like you. I want to talk like you. I want to demonstrate, God, your power through me. Demonstrate your power through me. Let everything in me resemble Jesus." And Nell said, "I feel fire in me. The Lord bless you."
Hey. This should be your prayer. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Look around. Just you pick your food and you will see that there are a whole lot of people who are in pain. Even in the United States, look at the murder. Look at the racism. Look at the pain. No law can be passed to change the heart of men. Only Jesus. It takes Jesus for black men to forgive. It takes the love of God to overwhelm people. But how can the love of God reach the place? How can God exhibit His love to them? It is through you and I. We need to be like Jesus. We need to live the life of the cross. Oh, glory. Lebo shalade, lebo. Hey, glory. Lade, baby. You are my man. The teachings always come with revival. God bless us so much. The Lord bless you too, sir. We need representatives of Christ. Oh, glory. Tell God, Lord, I want to be like you. I want to be like you in my thinking. I want to be like me. I want to be like you in my deeds. I want to be like you. I want to be like you. We serve a God whose power is provable, whose might is demonstrable. We serve a God whose might is demonstrable, whose power is provable. When people ask of the proof of God's power, we should be there. Lebo shaba baba. That is the reason of the message of the cross. The message of the cross is that at the end of everything, we will become like Christ. Forgiving sins couldn't have sent Jesus to the graves, because he was forgiving sins already. But for Jesus to live in us, He was sent to the graves, early graves. You want to be like Jesus? We want to be like Jesus.
Jesus. Amen. Mikasa Mabrabo Manamontu.
Your talk. Your lifestyle. What you do should resemble Jesus. That is the totality. That is the summation of the gospel. Talk to him. We want to be like him. We want to demonstrate full glory like him.
Ekasama brabo manamontu.
Your talk, your speech, the way you walk. Oh God, let us be like you. The Bible said, you know, today we learned that Jesus gave us the power of attorney. The power of attorney is to use His name. And He said, in my name, you will cast out devils. In my name.
You will cast out devils. You walk on serpents and scorpions. You drink deadly poison. In my name.
Obobo shalabo.
Let us be like you, Jesus. That you be like you, Father. That you will not give attention to unnecessary things. A lot of us are giving attention to unnecessary things. We uproot the seed of hate. We plant the seed of your love. That is the love of God. We exchange hate for your love, oh Father. My God. Lord God. You want to be like you, Jesus. Like you, Jesus. Like you, Jesus. Talk to him. I see fresh grace release on you. I see fresh power release on you. I see God giving you authority over fibroid. I see you taking your place in this authority. Cancer will disappear by your words. Talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus, talk to Jesus. He is the only one who can save the world. He is the savior of the world. There is a spirit of God in you. There is a spirit of God in you. Oh Lord, more like you, Jesus. My God. My God. My God. Let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open. Let your senses be sharper than like never before. Let your senses be sharper like never before. My God, my God. Lada barastiku zadaya. Lele brosteke lede. Jesus is here. Jesus is in your house. Jesus is in your room right now. Glory to the Father. Glory to the Father. Jesus is in your room right now. Jesus in your room right now. Wherever you are, the glory of God is locating as long as you desire Jesus. As long as you desire higher dimension, as long as you want to live the life of the cross, as long as you want to shine, as long as you want to shine, as long as you don't want to lose your saltiness and be trampled for human to walk on, there's glory dripping. There's glory dripping. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Him alone. Men can help you. Listen. Pastors build you up. Pastors, they teach you. They do all those things. But when you have the opportunity to talk to Jesus, talk to him. Communicate to your Father. Glory, Lord. Talk to him. I'm drunk with the spirit right now. Get drunk, somebody. My God. Get drunk, somebody. In your hands that we are, Lord. We are in your hands, Father. Rodos Kelebe. Use us like never before. Use us like never before. I see growth coming for somebody. The Lord has opened my eye. I see someone growing right now. See the attire of people being changed. My God. I feel God's power all around my body. I feel it everywhere. I feel it in my bones. I feel it on my body. I feel it on my skin. Jesus. That you be like Jesus. That sin will not have dominion over us again. That we live a life of Christ. Tell God that, Lord, we are in your hands. We are in your hands. Oh, glory. Hope you are welcome. Hobo Bosharade. In your hands we are, Lord. Talk to God, talk to God. Rego shedege. Ma. God, take my head, take my pain, take my own selfishness, God. Take away pride from me. Take self-centeredness from me. Take self-righteousness from me. Because I want to be like you, Jesus. Because I want to be like you, Jesus. I want to be like you, Jesus. Take pain. Oh, I am at Calvary, Lord. I am at Calvary, Lord. I am at Calvary, Lord. I am on the Calvary's mountain. Calvary's cross, Lord. Oh, heal my head. Heal my pain. Take my struggles. And let purpose come out of it. Let purpose come out of it. Oh, glory. Let us take a shot. Lobrobos telebrushande. Loros telegreshede. Give your heart, give your life, give your intellect, give your will to Jesus. Let Jesus live his life through you. Loros tege. Lebo. Showcase the beauty of Jesus. Showcase the glory of Jesus. Showcase the power of Jesus. My good God. Redoros telegros tele. Leros shade. Because I'm a brother, man, I'm a dude. Yeah. In our own family, when you know, we want to be like you, Jesus. We want to live the life of the cross with your full possibilities, with a heart of gold, a heart of love, Jesus. Take away our pain, take away bitterness, take away, God, our struggles. My God, my Father. Rados teledes te tosta. Redos te tosta. Oh, glory, Jesus. Randos terrestos a ilerosto. Veno crocodos di eleraso. Rade recosa di res di nianta di bababa boja di bababa. Le rebosha di brosada dosa da baba. Le baba barado shada baba bari baba bade baba le marade masini ako zada bashi di biada le baba rosa de mahanta ida da doza dada le baba bashuli baba bo. Take the pride of life from us, God. The last of the eye, the last of the flesh, the pride of life. Lo baba kala dala. La rash tala baba baba. Le brash tele bibi. Le brobo shende sete. Stay rested. Le barata la gadoza. My good God, that is our heart desire, Lord. 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 We are here for you, Jesus. Lara Oshate Baba Barati Dodoza E Baba Ridara Do Dada Ramazadi That is a hard desire, Lord. Rebo Shade Baba Basande. Mandala Bashande. When people see me, they will testify that they met someone that who is full of Jesus, filled with Jesus. The heart that contains pain, the heart that contains bitterness, the heart that is full of anger, cannot receive the fullness of our God. Take it away, Lord. Take it away. I see Jesus wiping the tears of people. I see Jesus touching the heart of people. I see people forgiving their father. I see someone forgiving her father. Someone forgiving her father. Let him go. Let him loose from your heart. Jesus is coming through. Let the guy also go. Forgive. Those that lied to you, let them lose. Let them lose from your heart. You want to live the life of the cross? Want to live a life that will glorify our Father? Lord, oh, Stella, Baba, Babo, Shadi, Bibi, Bibi. Go, Bo, Bo, Bo. Go, Bo, Bo, Bo. Go, Bo, 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 Bo. Lade. Kolobo, Stella, Dai. Glory to the Father. Let them lose, let them lose. Let them lose. Every bitterness in your heart, let it go. They that they were, those that were there for you, those that were not there for you. Let them lose, let them lose. You need a new oil. You are picking a new oil from here. You are picking a new glory from here. The things that are dead in you is being quickened. There is revitalization that is coming. There is revitalization that is coming. There is glory that is coming. Oil that is coming. Oil pour into your soul, pour into your heart, pour into your circumstance. Let nothing hinder you from taking this home. Let nothing hinder you from being a blessing. Let them loose, let them loose, let them loose. New oil is here in your heart. My God, my God. Robosh talababa. Consume us in your fire. Consume us in your fire. Late shorter. We are the Holy Ghost naked wire. We carry the presence of the Lord. Rado Shadarada. The devil is alive. The enemy is defeated. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We are God's workmanship, created unto good works. Oh, I feel it. 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 Oh, Robos. Ooh. Thank you. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Let the glory of God come. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you with all our hearts. We love you with all our souls. We love you with all our body. We are not shy to mention your name. We love you. We love you. We love you. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. 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 Talk to him. Talk to your father. Talk to your father. Oh, the oil in the house is strange. If you have a sick person around you, just lay your hands on the person. If you are sick in your body, wherever you are, place your hand. Right now. If you know someone who is barren, place your hand on your stomach for the person. Glory. The power of God is so strong upon me. Every sick person connected to this podcast right now, the healing of God is coming right now. The power of God is coming right now. Receive healing. Receive healing. Receive healing. I can't even talk. My God. Lobo shara babo. Kobo babo shandere. The glory of God is coming. Receive the glory of God. Lara de Shodobobo. Radababa. New fire, new power. Rogo bobo bobo. Bobo stradare. Bobo bobo. Lego dobo stala baba baba. Ebe bobo shada baba baba. Koboro stere de de de. Lenene mo shandere. The healing of God is coming. Lobo shada baba baba baba. Power of God is coming. Lele ushende. Lemo shanda. Ba 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 ba. Receive the glory of the Lord like never before. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Receive the healing of God right now. Receive the glory of God right now. Hey, somebody. Receive the power of God. Let there be a change in your wisdom level. Let there be a change in the family right now. Let there be a change in your power level, in your ministry, your academics. Let there be healing for the body, the soul, the spirit. After today, you are not going here with your addiction. Addiction is carried out. Addiction is broken right now. Oh, glory. Lebos chala ba 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 ba. Lande lebos chala ba ba ba. My God, we have come to the cross. Please, I'm believing God for a new job, okay? I pray for you, high priest, right now, for contacting this oil in the house today. Consider it done right now. Consider it down in the name of our Lord Jesus. Consider it down in the name of our Lord Jesus. High priest, after here, pick my number. The Lord bless you. Levro bosha da ba 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 ba. Rondo robosta. Lemo shade baby. Let the Lord remember you. Even as you have become like him, let the remembrance of God come. You have none like Jesus. You have no family affiliations. The only thing, the only person we know is Jesus. Oh God. The Lord bless you. Let the Lord remember you. Let your strength be renewed. Bible said that when you faint in the days of adversity, your strength is little. You will not faint. You will not faint. You will not faint in the days of adversity. The moment where people are perishing, you will not. Glory, glory. Carol dos tagadagadaba. Lobo bobo bobo bobo. Meros tagadagadaba. Lero shende. Rababa kuse telebe. Jesus is Lord. I see healing coming for somebody right now. I see glory coming through for you. My God. I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Aradesh Kalagada. Hey, thank you, Father, for this service. Thank you, Father, for this service. Thank you, Father, for this service. Hey, glory. Thank God for this service. I pray for growth for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Let there be deliverance for you. Let there be favor for you. Let there be healing in your body, your spirit, and your soul. I pray for healing for you. I pray that you heal from any institutional hurt. I pray that you heal from church hurt. I pray that you heal from family hurt. I pray that you heal from relationship hurt. My God. I pray that you walk in humility. Let the love of God that is shed in your heart be demonstrated through you. You will be like Jesus. You will love people. You will love believers. You love unbelievers. You will love atheists. You will love the dying. You will love the widow. You will love the needy. We love everybody. Miracles will work in your life. Miracles will work in your life. Miracles will work in your life. Things that looks impossible is possible. Impossibility is not possible in the dictionaries of our possible God. Receive the peace of God. Receive the peace of God. The peace that transcends human comprehension. Peace in your body. Peace in your minds. Peace in your circumstances. Peace in the family. Peace between you and your brother, your sister. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Peace everywhere. Let there be peace. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Let salvation come to your house. Let salvation come to your house. The saving knowledge of Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Those in your family who needs the saving knowledge, those from where you come from that needs Jesus, they will not die in their sin. They would also encounter Jesus. Rebo shalalalabasa. Become the possibilities of God. Become the possibilities of our God. Let signs and wonders. Let signs and wonders manifest in your life. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Rubbles tell us. Let accidents live your life. Let apathy live your life. Attacks is living your life. Attacks is living your life. Backslidingness is living your life. You will not backslide. You will not lose your salvation. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Spirit of control will not have effect on you. Conspiracies is living your life. Maratesh Tokodo Bababo. Maratesh Tokodo. Let every accuser leave you. Our advocate sits at the right hand side of our Father. The accuser of the brethren have no authority over our minds, over our conscience, over our imaginations. Let apathy leave your life. Let betrayal leave you. Let carnality leave you. Let compromise leave your life. You will not compromise. You will not compromise a godly living for an immediate gratification. You will not compromise your body. You will not compromise on your relationship. You will not compromise. I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Let every dirty conversations leave your life. I see it erasing right now, right now, right now. Compromise is missing. Confusion is gone. Disorderliness is gone. Covetousness, my God. You will not die. 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 Deception. You will not be deceived in this walk of life. You will not be deceived in this walk of life. You will not be deceived. My God, my God, my God, my God. Rado Shade Brago Zadi Rade Barandere Stede. You will not be distracted. You will not be distracted. You will not be distracted. No distraction will come your way. My God. Gossips will leave your life. Gossips will leave your life. Greed have no roots in you. My God and my Father. Idolatry, leave your life. Immorality is leaving you. Jealousy is leaving. Legalisms, my God. Robo Shaladini Miata. Paradosh Elegreste. Lukewarmness, my God. Lukewarmness. I feel like there is a spirit of lukewarm in this generation. A whole lot of Christians are lukewarm Christians. A whole lot of believers are lukewarm believers. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Let lukewarmness disappear. Spirit of rebellion, leave your life. Spirit of pride, get back to humility. Get back to humility. The Bible said God himself resists the proud, but he gives more grace, more grace, more grace to the humble. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus that let grace be released on your head. Having more grace, more grace. Manga Radobros Telegredestete. Let pride leave your life. A time will not come that you see people with contempt and you see people as valueless. May a time never come in your life where the people that held your hands, the people that helped you, the people that nurtured you, people that raised you, the people that taught you, in the name of Jesus, lose hope on you. My God, let the Lord release grace on your life. Let sickness leave your life. Let sickness leave your father's life right now, right now. Let sickness leave your dad's life. Let sickness leave your sister's life. Let the cancer go. Let the body skin diseases go. Let the forgetfulness leave you. in the name of our Lord Jesus. Become fertile. Become fertile. Infertility will leave your circle. Infertility. You will give birth in the name of Jesus. Slander, leave your life. Let slander leave you. Let strife leave your life. Slothfulness is leaving you. Witchcraft. Let treachery leave your life. Let new favors welcome you. New favors is welcoming you. The consequences of a sorrowful life will not hit you. Let the mercy of God prevail in your life. Psalm Deuteronomy 28 verse 5. Let your basket and your store be blessed. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. You will have your own storehouse. You will have your own storehouse. You will not depend on people every day for products. Isaiah 45. There are hidden treasures, hidden riches. Let God give them to you. There are hidden ideas. There are hidden testimonies. Hidden glory. Let the Lord release it from your head. Unstewarded favors will locate you. My God and my Father. Exodus 15:17. Receive inheritance. Receive inheritance all over the world. Inheritance for you, your children, your children's children. Inheritance in the United States. Inheritance in Dallas. Inheritance in Atlanta. Inheritance in Fort Worth. Inheritance everywhere. Inheritance in Cape Coast. Inheritance in Saskatchewan, Calgary. Inheritance everywhere. Have shares in China. Have shares and inheritance in Dubai. Everywhere in your motherland, have shares. Ghana, Wa, Vuta, Bolibamboy, Savzugu. Everywhere. Kumasi, Obuasi, Tema. All the communities, let God release properties. Inheritance there for you and for your generation. You not beg for bread. You not beg for bread. You not beg for bread. Numbers 26. You will have your portion. What belongs to you will not be given to someone else. What belongs to you will not be given to someone else. The promotion due you will not be given to someone else. The glory due you will not be given to someone else. To excel like never before. Rate shore de te gosta. Lebros setelebos and 1 Peter 1:4. Receive heavenly inheritance also. Blessed be God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Parados setelebos and Ecclesiastes 7:17. You not die before your time. My God and my Father, you will not die before your time. Your promotion will not die before his time. Your mother will not die before her time. Your father will not die before his time. My God, my God, my God. Oh, share this day. Psalm 122 verse 7. Prosperity will be within your house. You will prosper. You will prosper. Paradiso tolobo. Robo bobo bo shara bobo. You will prosper. You will prosper. La de crodobo shandili. Korobo bobo bo. Korobo bobo bo shada bababa. You will excel. You will prosper. Marado. Koros tolo bobo bobo.
My God. Proverbs 30 verse 6. Let the Lord rebuke liars from your life. People who want to lie to you. People who would lie to you. Let God rebuke them from your life, from your circumstance. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Now I want you to repeat this after me. I am a believer. I am a believer. I am not a doubter. I am a believer. I am not a doubter. I choose to succeed. I live in abundance. I refuse to fail. I rebuke the enemy, the thief, the destroyer, the killer from my life. I live in abundance. I live the life of the cross. God's power is possible through me. I am blessed. I am redeemed. I am favored. I am healed. I live in abundance. I will excel to the glory of God. Let us share the baby. The Lord bless you. Thank you for staying. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Thank you for praying. Thank you for staying with us. The message of the cross. Go with such a power. Go and excel. Go and have life and dominion over this. Those who came late will be uploaded so you can also go and learn. The Lord bless you. Lord bless you so much. Those of you who joined today, please follow me. Please follow me. And pick my number 0544-178-498. 0544-178-498. I won't have an interaction with you. Follow me. So when you follow me, I'll have your number so that I can send you the link each and every time. So you just pick my number 0544-178-498. The code is +233 0544-178-498. The code is +233. The Lord bless each and every person who have been a blessing to this ministry. And remember that we are growing together. Don't stop growing. Don't stop growing. Don't stop growing. Don't stop growing. The Lord bless each and every person for being a blessing to myself and also to the ministry and everybody. We are growing together. Let us grow together. Let us grow together. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. I'll be here tomorrow morning, but I'll not share the link. So around 10 a.m. around 10 a.m. or 8 a.m. but I'm sure 10 a.m. I'll be here, but I won't share the link. Don't worry. So if you are free, you pass by 10 a.m. It's going to be a word from the Lord. The Lord bless you. I honor and respect each and every person. People from all spheres of life. I see Sheila from the United States. Portia from UK. I see Heaven My Home from China. I see Wendy from Belgium. Forgive from South Africa. Benua, please pick my number. Benua, please pick my number and contact me. You're a new person. Let's have a personal interaction. I see a lot of people. I see all my Ghanaian friends, the bishop, the pastors, the apostles. The Lord bless you. I honor you. I celebrate you. I see my son, Brandy. How welcome. Lord bless you. I see A lot of people. God bless you. God bless you so much. I love you so much. Please, let's grow together. Adoma Owusu J, please contact me. Do you have my number? Adoma Owusu J, contact me. I see a lot of people. I see Peter. I see Reina. I see Jackie. I see Georges. I see Eugenia. I see having my home. I see Fortunatus. I see Atokamina. I see Sewa. I see Edufa. Not a name. I see Favor. I see Sewa. Ernest.